The OTB Podcast Network. With Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.
20 minutes past 8 here this morning on OTB. I'm delighted to say Conor McDonald, the Wexford Hurler, is with us. Conor, good morning to you. How are you?
How you doing? Good morning.
You've become a TikTok star.
I don't know about that. I'm a long way off being a TikTok star. I barely know how the app works, to be honest.
Well, it's working for you. The TikTok challenge that you've set up is the 75 hard challenge. Just have a quick look at this. You're doing this to create good, consistent habits. Talk us through it.
Yeah, so I just kind of came across it, I think, on Facebook just before Christmas, before the new year. And I remember just being sitting there, I was probably eating chocolate and had a couple of glasses of wine in me or whatever. And I said, I wouldn't mind doing that. I had mentioned it in the sitting room and my mother said she wanted to kind of make a positive impact to her health and well-being, I suppose, for the new year. So she says she'd join me. And I said, well, if you're in, you're in. We'll do it together and make each other accountable. And look, we said we documented in some way to, I suppose, to make it kind of more accountable and to create memories, I suppose.
Is this just a way of Davy Fitz hammering home Ireland's with his family?
maybe so. Yeah, we're watching him on a Sunday night there, all right. But I know. Look at it. It's really been a great. I'm on day 16 now at the moment, and it's been great for the mind more so. It's actually a mental toughness challenge rather than a physical challenge. Well, that's what it's been regarded as. And I suppose just the principles themselves have kind of just found their way into my life now. And I'm thinking about it, my structure of my day an awful lot more, especially during these times where normally, you know, in normal days you kind of have some sort of structure, but for a long time now we haven't had that option really, I suppose.
We'll come back to the structure in a minute. I'm going to show everybody the day one of this. So this is day one of the 75 hard challenge. Have a look.
Start today then. 75 days.
The accountability board. 2 workouts a day, food 100%, 3 litres of water a day, no alcohol, no takeaways. Ticket once you've done it. I'm in the black, Mary's in the red, let's go.
First run in the rain, of course. Oh, wait, the start.
Day 1 of 75, man.
Complete it.
Right, so that's pretty hard. No booze, no takeaways for 75 days.
Yeah, well, look at it. To be honest, that probably isn't one for me that much. When you're kind of going into pre-season and stuff like that, it's something that you'd probably wean off anyway. But no, look at it. It's no cheat meals really was a big thing for me. Just unprocessed stupid food that you'd nibble away at there on a Saturday or Sunday evening. It is what it is, and I'm definitely getting the fruits of it now for the last 2 weeks.
How's your mom getting on with it?
She's flying it. She's absolutely flying it. She's actually doing better than I thought. I thought this was kind of going to be a little bit of a fad for a week or two. But to be honest with you, she's pushing me there some evenings to say, like, where's your outdoor workout done? Because one of them has to be outside. So each and every day. So it's yeah, she's pushing me now as much as a lot of people think I'm pushing her.
It's interesting. You mentioned there the diet element of it, where there's no takeaways, no alcohol for 75 days. And you say that for yourself, obviously, going into pre-season, you'd be looking after that anyway. Like the cheat meal element that you mentioned there, is that just not part of your process if you're getting ready for a league campaign or a championship campaign where you're actually perfect when it comes to your diet?
Yeah, so like, you would be, of course, but you, like, I suppose even now, I think back to maybe, you know, a tough weekend of training, or, you know, if you're a couple of weeks out, you might go and you might get your takeaway with your girlfriend, or you might get your takeaway with your family, or whatever it may be. And it's not just crazy strict diet. You're not a boxer trying to make weight. As such, if you know you've put in the work to warrant a takeaway, you know yourself once you're training that much at that level, you do know what you can and can't have at a given time. And yeah, like now it's just not an option. So it's looking at I think I'm really, really refreshed. And each and every day, it gets further away from my head that I find the need to want it. So.
Yeah, and is that year round for you, Conor, that even in the off season you wouldn't really go near that sort of stuff because you know that pre-season will be that little bit tougher if you do indulge a little bit even in the off season?
Yeah, you definitely sure look at you'd obviously let the hair down for a while, but I think most year players are the same playing at the highest level of the sport. You know that probably a fella who hasn't made the team for that year is at home pushing, trying to make it. So that's what's in my head anyway. If I see a sub there who hasn't probably got a run or as much game time as he wanted, I know if I was in that position, I would have done everything I could to go back in the best possible shape and kind of stick two fingers up at the management. But that's just what's in my head. So that's kind of how I work with things, and obviously I let the hair down. They enjoy a couple of drinks as much as the next person, and enjoy, you know, the rich foods that, you know, are okay in moderation too. But yeah, like you say, once you're in training mode, you're in training mode. So it's not too hard once you know you can achieve something.
People watching this morning will see the 14 Fitness logo over your shoulder there. Yeah. That's your own gym. What's that actually been like as a business owner in the middle of COVID throughout all of this? Everybody has the existential anxiety about where the hell we're all going, and then in the middle of it, you've got to try and keep your business going.
Yeah, look, it's obviously been quite difficult. We went online there for a bit. From the start, it took a bit of work to get the onboarding. There was a lot of guesswork there for a while, but no, a lot of it's gone online now. It's just been so strange, to be honest. In this room in particular is where class-based kind of activities are in full flow, and to be nearly a year more or less a year kind of with an empty room, we'll say. It's just been a bit surreal, to be honest with you, but look at it. It's something that I always try to put a positive twist on. I always wanted to go online. I always wanted to have that side of it. And I never really felt like I had the proper time to commit to it and do the onboarding properly. COVID has definitely forced me to do that anyway.
And how,
a lot of people, sorry.
How responsive have your clients been to that?
Yeah, look, there's two ways to it. Obviously, if there's no other gym open, clients are going to still want to do a bit of work and get their workouts done. So they have to obviously improvise as much as I am. And it has been, we've got some really good response, but also it kind of opens up your target audience, really. I ran an online program just before Christmas, 6 weeks before Christmas, and I think there was two people from Wexford. So just for that particular program, which is astonishing, really. Or there was no one from the town who I'd normally have. They were on other programs and stuff, but there was no new people, maybe one, I'd say. But everyone else then was from around the country. So you can target an awful lot more people. Saying that you do have to improvise, you're at home, there's not as many kind of weights and stuff available to you. So it can be difficult at times, but I think we've had a year of improvisation, so it was certainly worth doing.
As you say, this has been going on for almost a year at this point, and it seemed that during the first lockdown, Conor, everybody was really eager to try new things out, to try and keep themselves fit and well during that first lockdown. Even anecdotally, how has lockdown 3 been for people who try and keep themselves fit? Are people finding it harder this time around?
Yeah, I think generally there's January kind of gives everyone a bit of a push, gives everyone a bit of a lift to say, right, let's go at this now for the new year. Like I spoke about earlier, off the booze, off the takeaways, eating clean, training hard, whatever it may be. I just feel like at times there's been conversations I've had over the last number of weeks where people knew they were going into a lockdown for the whole month of January. So it was, you know, it was probably the third lockdown. And I don't know whether people are just like, what's the point? In some ways. But then, like, if I look at myself, if I look at my mother, she said, right, well, this is the third one. Probably didn't fuck all for the first two. I'm not having this now. It's the start of a new year. And I think that was the better approach, but it certainly would have an effect on most people. And I would probably feel that if I wasn't kind of in a position I am to have my own gym, or to be training like for hurling, I suppose, like I would be thinking differently, definitely. Yeah.
When you look back on the hurling in 2020, can you put your finger on what prevented Wexford from reaching their own potential?
I just feel like we were flat, to be honest with you. We were flat for the two games, and the way the championship was, it just wasn't to be. There was not as many chances to get it right than the other format of the four games in Leinster. I've asked myself so many questions, and I suppose generally after you know a championship defeat or after a knockout or whatever it may be, you kind of might have a couple of days with the boys and kind of, I don't know, assess what happened over the number of weeks, but that wasn't possible. And I suppose everyone is just asking themselves the questions now, rather than kind of interacting with each other as much as we normally would. But I can't really put my finger on it, to be honest. There's probably so many different things, but it's difficult year to even assess, to be honest.
And how does that then shape your mindset for next year? Because obviously you can't carry that with you too much. You need to try and absorb some lesson for it. But at some point, Stuart Lancaster talks about with Leinster after they lose a game. They talk about it on the Monday, and then Tuesday is sumo Tuesday. Shut up and move on. You just have to accept that defeat and that year happened and not let it colour everything. Very difficult to do as a human being, though.
Yeah, it's difficult to do. It is difficult to do, of course, but I do feel like once you kind of see some light at the end of the tunnel, you feel like, you know, when you're getting back into it. There's a friend of mine there, Conor Devitt, who's tried to get himself back into the fray somewhat, and he's in now on a kind of trial basis with Wexford, and he'd be one of my best friends. So he found out that he was going to maybe get a call the week of the Clare game. So it was something that pushed me nearly straight away back into training to go in and do a bit with him. So it's been good that way. It's been really, really good that way, that I can focus. He's obviously up here in regards to motivation. For a while, I was probably down here. It's been good to have him there. It's been good to have him drive me. And, you know, if there's anything that I might be better at him at, I might be driving him. So it's definitely helped.
What is the do you have a concrete ambition going into every year, Conor? Do you meet as a team? Do you say we're going to win the All Ireland this year, and that's a singular ambition?
I think personally, you'd probably have your ambitions to win All Ireland. So I certainly do, anyway. I've no bones about saying that. I know an awful lot of GA players kind of stay away from, you know, this whole one game at a time thing, or they try to stick to that. But every year, I think any player would be mad not to, you know, think or have the ambition to win All Ireland. That's the holy grail. That's where you play. That's where you want to be there. And that's where you put yourself and your body through so much, you know, during the year to get to that position. And it's so difficult to get there. But I do think it is a personal thing. I think you'd be very naive to be able to go into a setup and have a management setup to, like, that promote that you know, that's just it, get to there, you know. It is a process, and you know, that's where the kind of game by game thing comes into it. But in the back of my head, all I want to do is win All Ireland, to be honest with you.
Look, that's fair enough, isn't it? Well, we wish you the very best. The TikTok challenge is 16 days down, only 49 to go. Is that am I short there?
I tell you, I don't even know. I want to just literally go. There's the thing where you stick to the process, because if I start thinking of the finish line there, I don't know what I want to do. But
well, listen, if anybody wants to follow you on TikTok, that's the right thing to do. But if anybody wants any online classes, are you running any at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. Just get in touch on Instagram, and we can go from there. I'd be delighted to help anybody, especially during these times. Exercise is for the mind nowadays than more so than the body. So definitely get in touch. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we wish you all the best with all of that, Conor. Great to talk to you again. Cheers.
Thanks very much.
The OTB Podcast Network with Green Farm On The Go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.